This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rental algorithms produced from 30 million leases over 20 years found that people with student debt are better renters than people with credit card debt. That people consistently a few days late are better renters than someone who is very late once. One study of the 2008 presidential primaries found that voters do barely better than chance at picking the candidate whose views most closely match their own. Quantity of first-class mail delivered to the U.S. Postal Service is a little more than half what it was 20 years ago. Recent survey by Rent.com of 1,013 renters found that 69% of people paying $700 per month or less in rent were satisfied with their neighbors, while 59% paying between $700 and $1,400 a month felt that way, and only 56% were okay with their neighbors if they paid more than that. Trump administration's final risk management program rule frees companies from mitigation and safety preparation requirements and no longer requires the owners of chemical plants, refineries, and other industrial facilities to release data on the chemicals they store on site. More than half of Americans under 65, about 158 million people, have insurance through an employer. Suicide rates in the American federal prison system nearly doubled between 2016 fiscal year and 2018 fiscal, according to the Justice Department's Inspector General. An Israeli poll finds that 56% of voters believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has now been indicted on multiple charges, cannot continue as Prime Minister. The average live TV viewership for impeachment coverage is roughly 12 million people, according to Nielsen, beating NCIS in the ratings. Suzanne Choi, a Hong Kong University professor, was quoted as saying about protests, "Modern mothers will not only take care of their children, they will also wear sneakers to participate in social movements." Reports indicate that hospitals within the Indian Health Service often hired doctors with previously tarnished records for medical malpractice. According to the Census Bureau, in 2016, black and Latino turnout hit record highs in the midterms. Turnout increased 13.4 percentage points for Hispanics to 40.4%, 11.4% for African Americans to 51.1%, and 11.7% for whites to 57.5% from 2014. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.